What I'm saying is that Derry has the capability and capacity and cultural offering to compete with any city and any region. I'm saying very clearly that Derry is already a city of culture, but that we don't view ourselves as part of the UK. Now, that happens to be a reality for people, and tens of thousands of people living in this city.
In reality, though, are unionists and nationalists ever going to agree on how to present the bid?
Well, I don't expect that I will ever necessarily agree with Gregory Campbell's viewpoint in relation to our city and our cultural heritage. But what I would suggest is that the bid as it currently stands does not reflect the current Irish identity that exists in this city and region.
But Derry's bid to become the UK's capital of culture, it's going to be hindered because of these disagreements.
No, it's not. I mean, and I really do feel strongly that this is not a veto on the city of culture. What this is saying that clearly we have done our homework. We have looked at the black and white bid. We have critiqued the bid as a party. We have went back to the team negotiating the bid, and we have said we have identified gaps. Let's address those gaps. In my view, if those gaps are addressed, it will only strengthen the bid and strengthen Derry's case in going forward.